Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is directing top House leaders to draft articles of impeachment against President Trump. Pelosi is rebuffing Republican accusations that the impeachment inquiry is politically motivated. As NPR's Kelsey Snell reports, congressional leaders on both sides are trading accusations.
Republicans, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, are accusing Democrats of setting their minds to impeachment from the moment they took control of the House in January.
We've watched from the timeline and from the swearing in that the party means more to them than the country.
Pelosi dismisses that outright. She says the decision to draft articles of impeachment is based on the evidence.
It isn't about politics, partisanship, Democrats and Republicans. That's totally insignificant. It's about the Constitution of the United States.
The House Judiciary Committee will hear testimony Monday from Intelligence Committee counsel on the details of that evidence. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to block a lower court order for an accounting firm to release his financial records to a House committee. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, the move sets the stage for a legal battle between two branches of government.
A federal appeals court last month ruled that Trump's accounting firm must comply with a subpoena issued by the House Oversight Committee. The president's personal attorneys argue that the committee does not have the authority to conduct what they describe as a law enforcement investigation. Trump's appeal is the latest development in a legal battle that could end up before the high court in the middle of the 2020 election.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz will be stepping down next year and then serve as executive chairman of the Chicago-based company. Munoz will hand the reins over to United President Scott Kirby in May. More from NPR's David Sheeper.
Oscar Munoz took over as United CEO in 2015 and turned around a company still struggling to integrate operations after its merger with Continental and still stinging from a scandal that played out under previous CEO Jeffrey Smyzik involving the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Munoz is credited with boosting employee morale and improving customer relations, helping calm the storm after a passenger was dragged off a plane in 2017. Under Munoz, United aggressively expanded routes and its stock price soared more than 50%. He'll hand over CEO duties to company president Scott Kirby, a former American Airlines executive who came to United 3 years ago. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
United Auto Workers International Executive Board has named acting union president Rory Gamble to hold the post until June 2022. Gamble replaces Gary Jones, who resigned under pressure last month after being linked to a federal corruption probe that's led to a dozen guilty pleas. This is NPR News. A National Guard helicopter crashed in central Minnesota Thursday, killing the three soldiers who were on board. The Guard lost contact with the chopper just minutes after takeoff from St. Cloud during a post-maintenance test flight. The cause of the crash is under investigation. West Virginia officials have suspended a number of employees over a photo showing dozens of correction trainees giving what appears to be a Nazi salute. The story from Babe Mistich of West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
The photo shows 31 members of the Division of Corrections and Rehabilitation Basic Training Class number 18. They're seated in rows, and nearly all of them appear to be giving the Nazi salute. According to a caption, the class was conducted October 21st through November 27th. The photo, which was circulated within the division, is also captioned Hail Bird. Officials say it's a reference to an individual involved in the training program. In a statement, Governor Jim Justice says he condemns the photo. He also says he has directed state officials to investigate and fire all of those involved. For NPR News, I'm Dave Mistich.
A Virginia commission is recommending that the state repeal dozens of discriminatory statutes that remain on the books. Chief Deputy Attorney General Cynthia Hudson says though some of the laws were rendered null and void, they are remaining vestiges of a segregationist past. Hudson led the panel of attorneys, judges, scholars, and community leaders assigned to comb through the laws. Still on the books are bans on blacks and whites using the same rail cars, schools, playgrounds, and mental health facilities. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.